It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. This week, our guest is Dave Milligan. He's the National Association of Wheat Growers Treasurer. And Dave, kind of a task in front of you here today. This week, we get to talk about the very timely subject of tariffs. Of course, we had the announcement last Friday. We've had several announcements this past week regarding tariffs in that situation. I want to get an update from you, though, Dave, because we've talked a lot about the impact the tariffs have had on the ag industry as a whole, but we're going to specify down just a little bit more and take a closer look at some of the impacts these tariffs have had or will have on wheat.
Well, the big issue is with tariffs is China. That's the big, seems to be the top target. And China is the largest importer of wheat in the world. In 2017, United States, we put 61 million bushel into China, worth about 450 million. So you can see that's really got us concerned. But there's also issues. China has not really been a good player in this market. They've kind of had this little problem. They like to borrow our intellectual property rights, you know, kind of like steal some of our seeds, genetically modified and hybrids and this kind of stuff. And they've been caught stealing patents or, you know, from our chemicals. And it's been a big issue with China. And, you know, they've been kind of a bad actor in this. So it's not all one-sided. And also China has got a WTO case against them. World Trade Organization, WTO, they've been supporting their wheat growers at astronomical rates compared to what is the world market. So that's been unfair trade too. So there's a lot of issues with China, but certainly it's growing a lot more with it when you start throwing steel and everything else in it, and the tariffs and counter tariffs. So very big concern, certainly has farmers worried, especially wheat farmers. Half the wheat and grown in the United States is sent to exports, and exports are just a win-win for everybody. You know, we as a country need to sell more than we buy, and wheat's a great thing to be selling.
And while China has maybe been mostly in the spotlight as of late, of course, there's been so much talk, even over this past year, of NAFTA, and then also touch on the TPP or Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Well, NAFTA, let's start with NAFTA. NAFTA is a great trade with Mexico and Canada, and we Mexico is a great market. It's our one or two first or second market, either Japan or Mexico for exports. And with this NAFTA thing picking up, that market's really slowed down. I'm not sure if it's dried up, but Mexico's gone to Argentina and bought wheat. And they probably paid more for it, but they're just showing us that, hey, we're not going to screw around, you know. And that's 100 million bushel. Big concern. And we also have issues with Canada. We can take our wheat, this U.S. wheat, into Canada, and it can be top quality, milling grade quality, but they will not pay for milling quality. They will pay feed grade price for milling quality wheat. Now, Canadians can bring their wheat, if it's milling quality wheat, over to the United States. They can sell it as milling quality wheat. But then there's a lot of issues with Canada with dairy. We're not going there because I'm not a dairy expert, but I know there's definitely a lot of issues. So, but we thought, we were told by some, that we thought that the Mexico, NAFTA, the United States were pretty close to a deal, and that hopefully that would be done before the presidential elections. Well, as we know, presidential elections have come and gone, and NAFTA with Mexico is still unsettled. So big concern there. And you mentioned TPP, or I did. That's really concerning now that, you know, when the president came into office, I think about the second day he was there, he withdrew from TPP. TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. And that Japan's the big market. And now that they've looks like they're going to ratify an agreement, and when it gets ratified, we will be at $1.70. When it's fully implemented, U.S. wheat will be at $1.75 a bushel disadvantage compared to Canada and Australia. Big concern long term. Big concern.
All right. Thanks so much. It's Dave Milligan. He's treasurer with the National Association of Wheat Growers with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.